If you are listening to this podcast, it means you are searching. Searching for someone who understands you, someone who gets you. You are yearning to be understood and to belong. Welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast, where we help smart, talented, and sensitive people navigate an often insensitive world. Let's welcome your host, ambassador, author, speaker, and mentor, Diane Allen. Diane has the experience and knowledge to educate and inspire, as she has been there and understands your unique intensities and their challenges.
Hello, everybody. This is Diane Allen. Welcome to episode 2 of the Someone Gets Me podcast. It is a beautiful time here, and it's a beautiful way to be inspired and receive some information and maybe a little support. Someone gets me is the phrase that so many people say after working with me even for a short time. I think it's perfect because I do get you. I don't even have to know you exactly, but I know that if you're smart and you're sensitive, and maybe sometimes life has been a little challenging because of that, that I do get you. I've been working in personal development and helping people live their vision and have a fulfilled, satisfying life for over 3 decades now. I've run into lots of different kinds of people, and the ones that resonate with me the most, the ones that I really connect with and can help them bring home their happiness, typically are very, very smart, but they're also intensely sensitive. So it's both highly, intensely sensitive type people with a whole bunch of intelligence. I love working with them. I've been working with the same type of people, the smart and sensitive type of people, in their businesses now for over 10 years. For a long time, I was known as the person who could help you through depression and anxiety and more of the personal issues. I still do that. And I also am very good at business. I have run my own companies. I have started companies for other people and ran them and got them going. I love business, and I love working with and being around people who are innovators, who are visionaries, and most importantly, who take action based on their vision and their motivation. It is so much fun. So this podcast is an outgrowth of that. It is for the intensely sensitive and the smart people, like myself. I have many, many intensities. I'm emotionally very intense, meaning I feel things very deeply, and I'm connected to other people. When I'm in their presence, I can practically feel, if not exactly feel, what they're feeling. My intellectual intensity is really strong sometimes. You'll know you have an intellectual intensity because sometimes you have to figure everything out, and you go down the rabbit hole really far, asking lots of questions. Or you're someone who has blinders on when you're trying to solve a problem or you're working really hard, and people might misinterpret that for you not caring or not paying attention or being mad at them, when that's not the case at all. You're just in your mind thinking and figuring. That's what intensely sensitive people go through. Sometimes they're misunderstood, which is why Someone Gets Me was the perfect name. A lot of people have to deal with this very insensitive world, and they're very sensitive and smart themselves. And you're probably one of those people. So that's why I'm speaking to you, to inspire you to realize that those sensitivities you have, those things and parts of you that see and experience a world differently than those around you, especially the parts that the other people might make fun of, those are your perfect gift. Those are what make you uniquely you. And you know what? Only you can bring those to this world. You are uniquely qualified to bring those intensities, that wonderful sensitivity you have, coupled with your amazing intelligence, to this planet. And I'm sure if you look around, you will see that it's important that you're inspired. You have people who have your back because you bringing your gift, you letting your gift emerge into the world is what is so desperately needed. If you do have these high intensities and you are really smart, you've probably had some time in your life where you felt misunderstood. Or maybe you've had time where you wanted people to see what you could see and join you in a solution to something. Yet everyone looked at you like with that confused dog look. They had no idea what you were talking about. Or they looked at you and said, why are you thinking about that? It's so weird. Well, you're not weird. You have a vision and an ability that other people don't have. But that doesn't make you weird. And it doesn't make them wrong either. It means that you need to step into your most important gift. So the Someone Gets Me podcast is all about giving you information and inspiration. And so today, what I would like to do is I would like to inspire you to just for a second, take a couple deep breaths, just inhale and exhale. Yes, it is in that inner quiet, that peace that happens when you stop and breathe. That's where your inspiration lives. That's where the beauty comes from. And that is where your spirit, your soul, your vision and mission come alive. So imagine yourself with a beautiful box in your hand, and in that box is your gift to the world. And you're going to humbly offer it, right? You're going to offer it in a place where it's received. So the message for you today is, if you're beating your head into the wall and you're trying to get other people to see something your way, or you're trying to advance an idea and nobody around you seems to care or get it, don't give up. Never give up. Seek people who get you. Seek people who can identify and see the vision with you, because they're out there. I spent some time years ago with visions in my mind of people being happy and having smart people being seen as a real asset instead of people who were just, oh, well, you're smart, and kind of dismissed because of it, or maybe judged like, oh, well, you have it easier because you're smart. But that's not true. And so my vision was to see people who have all these talents and gifts become happier. Because after all, it's that happiness and that joy that make it all happen. So I worked really hard to support all the people around me. And you know what else I did? I went within. I spent time every day meditating. I took some time from just the rat race of working, and every day went within. Every day journaled. Every day spent quiet time connecting to who am I and what am I really doing here. And so all the different inspiration and ideas coming through this podcast over time will be tidbits and pieces of the actions I personally have taken and the actions I've taught my clients to take. Because I believe if I ask somebody I'm working with to do something, that I need to be willing to do it myself. Whether I need to or not is one thing, but I need to be willing to do the same thing I'm asking someone else to do. So until you listen to the next episode, maybe a little homework would be to take about 5 or 10 minutes a day and just breathe and enjoy the fact that you are alive and that you're vibrant and that you are a very vital part of our world. You're not hearing this by accident. You are here on purpose. You have a purpose. And together, let's bring it to life and have everything brighter and more joyful for you and for the whole world. So, until next time, be all you can be, put a smile on your face, and I'll see you later.
Are you tired of searching for someone who understands you? Join our Facebook group, Someone Gets Me. In this group, you will be able to connect with others who are intense, sensitive, smart, talented, and wanting to be understood. Diane shares her insights and teachings, and you can connect with others. Join today.